Education and Beyond is brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation includes four important remits, each having their own individual strands, involving a number of measures and policies at a national level, participation within European Union fora, and a series of international collaborations. This is Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation, within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Throughout this series, we shall be looking into the priority areas which underpin the EU and international dimension of the Ministry. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we shall be discussing the Horizon Europe calls and the international funding programs within the research and innovation sector. I am Darren Katkuti, Assistant Director at the International Relations and Program Implementation Directorate within the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In order to discuss today's topic in more detail, I have the pleasure to introduce today's panel composed of Ms. Hazel Rafferty, who is Manager 2 of the International Relations Unit within the same directorate. Thank you, Hazel, for joining us. Antea Fabri and Gloriane Camilleri from the Malta Council of Science and Technology. In short, we refer to this as MCST. MCST acts for and on behalf of the Foundation for Science and Technology, and it is a public body established by the central government in 1988 with the mandate of advising government on science and technology policy. Apart from managing national research funds through the National Research and Innovation Programme, which we refer to as Fusion, MCST also allocates budgets, national budgets, to support multi-stakeholders to participate both in international and also regional research and innovation programmes. MCST is also involved in a number of EU funding for research and innovation. And in fact, Antea Fabri is the director of the Framework Program unit within MCST. She has been working at MCST for nearly 20 years now and has been involved in the EU Framework Programs since FP6 and has taken various roles in the program from managing numerous funding projects to also being a national contact point and also part of the program committee as a member for also different areas. So obviously Antea brings years of experience which I'm very looking forward to obviously learn about. Gloriane Camilleri is also the Deputy Director of the International Relations Unit within MCST. She's a pharmacist by profession and she has joined MCST in 2018, initially at Esplora Interactive Science Centre as a project manager, and then she moved to work on internationalization within the policy, strategy and internationalization unit the following year, where she was involved in different areas of the unit's work, including policy development and also program management. We're going to start with you first. Can you please elaborate further on what is MCST's role in EU funding for research and innovation? We hear a lot about Horizon Europe as the EU funding program for research and innovation, but what is it all about?
So, as you say, MCSC is mainly aimed at raising the profile of research and innovation across all the local community. And at MCSC, we have four technical units carrying out this main role. You have mentioned the R&I program, the National R&I program. So we have the R&I unit responsible for that. Then we have the policy and strategy unit, which is mainly aimed at advising local government on matters relating to research, innovation and space at national, EU and international levels, and is also responsible for the national R&I strategy. And then there are two units which deal with EU and international funding programs. We have the Framework Program Unit, which I represent, and Internationalization Unit, which Glorian will talk about later. The Framework Program Unit, it is the national contact point organization for Horizon Europe in Malta. And Horizon Europe is the European Framework Program for Research and Innovation. It's a huge program with a budget of more than 95 billion euros, and which will run from 2021 to 2027. The main aim of the program is to facilitate collaboration between entities and also between countries to help achieve the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, and at the same time boosting Europe's competitiveness and growth. So basically Horizon Europe seeks to maximize the value of research cooperation by focusing on objectives and activities that cannot be realized by individual countries, but can only be reached through EU and sometimes global cooperation. For example, if we take an example, climate change, tackling such a global issue cannot be achieved by one single country, but requires collaboration of most countries. But it is not only about, Horizon Europe is not only about climate change. There are also other global issues which the program addresses. So we can basically say that Horizon Europe addresses and covers all scientific areas. For example, health issues, energy, civil security, environment, agriculture, digital, and also social sciences. It is covered by the program. And there are also actions which help private industries, such as the small and medium enterprises and startups, and help them develop their innovative ideas to take them to the market, thus completing the whole innovation cycle. Then, as for MCSC's role and for the role of the Framework Program Unit, as I mentioned, we are the national contact point organization for Horizon Europe. So we have been mandated by the government to support and provide assistance to all Maltese researchers and legal entities that wish to tap into these funds. Here I should mention that the 95.5 billion euros are competitive funding funds. So these are not allocated to specific countries, but the best proposals will be selected for funding. And as the National Contact Point Organization, MCST, we help researchers identify the right funding opportunities within Horizon Europe, and also whether, for example, Horizon Europe is the right program for them. And then, because the project has to have a European dimension, so it's not something that has to focus here locally. Here we are talking about EU funds, so the project has to have a European dimension. As well as this, we also assist entities to look for partners for their projects. For most of the program, you will require to collaborate with other entities in other member states. So the role of the national contact points here is to help you identify upcoming consortium and also to build your own consortium for your own project. We provide also training sessions. These can be for a specific group, generic or for specific groups, and also on specific topics, such, for example, legal and financial issues of the program. We can review proposals before these are submitted for funding, and thus we will ensure that you have here addressed all the necessary eligibility conditions. And then, once you are selected for funding, we can provide support through project management and also other issues that you may encounter when the project is running. Apart from this, so apart from being a national contact point organization, MCSC also plays another role, that of being a program committee for Horizon Europe. So here, at this stage, we represent national interests by ensuring that national priorities are being addressed in any upcoming calls and policies.
Thank you, Anthea, for sharing about MCSS's role and as well as introducing us to Horizon Europe. Now, could you explain who is eligible to participate in Horizon Europe and is there a process that needs to be followed?
So, participation in Horizon Europe is basically open to everyone. So, every legal entity, whether public, private, or an education establishment, they are also they are all eligible to participate. And there are also some schemes which are applicable for individual researchers. Another thing is one of the characteristics of Horizon Europe is that it is open to the world. So all countries around the world are eligible to apply. But of course, there may be different funding rules applying to specific countries. For example, member states and associated countries, they can benefit from all the program and can receive funding from the program. But then there are other countries which may not be eligible to receive funding. They will be eligible to participate, but they may not receive funding from a European program. So, but technically, as since we have mentioned that global challenges needs to be addressed, all countries may collaborate together to achieve the necessary goals. As for the process, what I have mentioned is that at program committee levels, we discuss topics and calls which are upcoming calls, and this is what we do here. We discuss top priority topics between member states with the Commission, and then these are eventually published in work programs. And the work programs will include list of topics which will be open for research, and researchers and entities have to form their own consortium and submit their own proposals. And then individual experts assigned by the Commission will be selected to evaluate these proposals. So as I have mentioned, these are competitive funds, so only the best of the best proposals will be selected for funding.
Thank you, Anthea. So within the local environment, do Maltese entities participate actively in research and innovation, and how do they establish collaboration with other entities?
So Malta, or better, Maltese entities, have been participating in EU framework programs since FP5, so since early the year 2000, when Malta was still a candidate country to joining the EU. And over the years, the budget for research and innovation has increased with the ever-growing importance being given to research and innovation. And thankfully, Malta's participation has also been increasing throughout the years. If we look at the last framework program, Horizon 2020, which ran from 2014 to 2020, Malta has received more than 37 million euros, yes, from the program, from nearly 200 grant agreements with Maltese participants. Top participants in Horizon 2020 include the University of Malta, which has received more than 15 million euros from 75 projects in all areas of science and technology. But also the private sector has done very well in Horizon 2020 and received more than 13 million euros from nearly 60 grant agreements. Then if we take a look at this is still a new program which started last year, so we cannot have a vast look at the program. But we are seeing that the trend is continuing. The Maltese entities are participating actively, and we already have about 8 million euros have been already committed in funding for the first year of the program. And this has a very good success rate of about 24%, which is a very good success rate compared to the overall success rate of Horizon Europe currently stands at 16%. So we are very proud that Maltese entities are doing very well in research and innovation. Then as for establishing consortia, collaboration with other entities. This is where MCST comes in, and this is where, as I have mentioned, as national contact points, we can assist all researchers, even newcomers who have no idea from where to start. They can come to us, come to MCST, and we can help them find the right funding program which may be suitable for them. And we also, as MCST, we are running a number of support schemes which can help researchers improve their proposals. So for certain schemes, they can engage an expert to help them in writing their own proposal. And we are also now running a networking scheme which will help researchers to attend brokerage events which are mainly aimed at helping researchers and entities find their consortium for their projects.
Thank you, Antea, and thank you, Hazel, for this information about Horizon Europe and the local participation in research and innovation. And we're now stopping for a short break. Our discussion in the second part of the podcast will focus on international funding programs and success stories, and we'll be discussing this in more detail with Gloria and Camilleri. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. You're listening to Education and Beyond. This is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth and Research and Innovation. I am Hazel Rafferty, and in today's episode we are discussing Horizon Europe calls and the international funding programs within the research and innovation sector. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives, and to visit our website, education.gov.mt, in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on MCST, please visit the website mcst.gov.mt. Specifically on Horizon Europe, MCST can be reached by email on horizon.malta@gov.mt. And we invite you to subscribe to the Horizon Europe Malta official Facebook page, Horizon Europe Malta. Specifically on internationalization, MCST can be reached by email on international.mcst@gov.mt. And we invite you to subscribe to Plantree on Facebook and LinkedIn. MCST can also be contacted on 2360-2200. Following the first part of our discussion, we shall now focus on international funding programs and success stories, and I turn to you, Gloriane Camilleri, for your expertise. So, Gloriane, how are the international funding programs different from those in Horizon Europe?
Thank you, Hazel. And in principle, there are very similarities, but also significant differences, starting from, as Darren previously said, the budgets, which are national budgets and not from European funds, therefore also for private entities locally or those undergoing economic activities, there are state aid implications. And indeed, we run our initiatives under two state aid rules. Those called de minimis and the general block exemption regulation. Another thing that is important to note is that we do not participate in all the initiatives available at the international level. So we select a few that are relevant for local stakeholders based on our risk three areas, or the smart specialization areas identified by our colleagues at the Policy and Strategy Unit for Malta. In addition, something that we also implement are both bilateral and multilateral initiatives. Starting from the bilateral initiatives, there are discussions on which third country that we would be interested to pursue an initiative or pursue research with. And for instance, currently we have two bilateral programs with China, so the Sino-Malta Fund, and another with Turkey, the MCST Tubitak Joint Call for Proposals. In addition, there are the multilateral initiatives, and those would be a group of countries that come together in order to work together closely on a particular challenge. As Anthea said previously, in international cooperation, we do focus a lot on the sustainable development goals and reaching and finding common solutions to common challenges. Sometimes the multilateral programs are a direct result indeed, or gain access to some funding from the budgets of the EU's framework program. And a few examples that come to mind is the PRIMA program, the Partnership for Research and Innovation in the Mediterranean area, which has been running since 2018, on the subject of agriculture, food systems and water management. And also another, so they're a part of the program is actually based on the European funding, and the second part is primarily on national funds. And also the Clean Energy Transition Partnership, which is one of the partnerships and that is part of the Horizon Europe, has just been launched in September and will receive some co-financing also from the framework program. More of these partnerships are in the pipeline on diverse themes, so something to look forward to.
Gloria, you mentioned that there's quite a volume of international funding programs and a lot of multilateral initiatives and bilateral initiatives, and the latter sounds quite interesting because obviously this is how MCST also engages with other countries. So with regard to the bilateral programs, how do these come about, so to speak, and why do we need them? Why are they so necessary?
Indeed, the Council and specifically also our unit, we participate in several science policy fora that pave the way for international cooperation. And some examples that I can mention are the EU's global approach to international cooperation in R&I, which was previously SFIC under the previous program, but also the Union for the Mediterranean, which is a regional group, as well is the Dialogue 5+5, which is an even smaller group. And these discussions, strategic discussions take place, and there is cooperation on various aspects that then can lead either on a bilateral basis or in a multilateral dimension on creating a program specifically to pursue R&I at the national levels, but in cooperation, of course. Then many a time, even on a personal level, we start discussions, and specifically also for bilaterals, then discussions can continue and also start, of course, including the Ministry for Foreign Affairs and representative embassies from these third countries. So, as I mentioned earlier, this proceeds in creating an MOU, a memorandum of understanding, and the cooperation can then kick off, of course, while securing the relevant budgets to actually implement the programs. Why these are so important indeed is because these initiatives, they can be quite important and relevant stepping stone for multilateral, and more important, for participation in competitive calls, because of course even our programs are run on a competitive basis. So this could be a stepping stone to actual participation on even more competitive Horizon Europe calls. But in addition, these can be a very good way of how to increase capacity in R&I project implementation also whilst collaborating with foreign counterparts. So it's a win-win situation when you cooperate in these in international programs.
Obviously, this is quite a lengthy process, but obviously it is relevant because it renews the international dimension of MCST and how MCST also expands its international approach and takes stock of promising practices locally and abroad. So are there any success stories that perhaps you may share with us?
Indeed, and I might note that we have been established in terms of the internationalization unit since 2019. So in such a short time, quite a few success stories are already ongoing. Indeed, in 2021, we helped 56 local stakeholders in participating and 15 securing funding, of which 7 are from the private sector. And in total, the IU has allocated more than 2.8 million in funding to 23 beneficiaries since its establishment. I would like to provide a few examples, indeed, of projects that are ongoing. For example, from a multilateral initiative under JPI Oceans, an initiative called Martera. Project Smart Aqua has recently finished, and it's about the development of smart nanostructured layers for sensing corrosion in aquatic structures, so a very important industrial application in detecting corrosion in maritime structures, very important implications for the economy. And another project, Andromeda, which develops analysis techniques for quantifying nanoplastics and microplastics and their degradation in the marine environment. So very important implications as well. And I would like to mention perhaps a couple of examples from the PRIMA program, as I mentioned earlier, it originated also from an important Mediterranean regional program, R&I program. And one of the first projects that was awarded to Maltese stakeholders is Project SIMTAP, which is about aquaponics, and indeed it refers on self-sufficient integrated multitrophic aquaponic systems for improving food production sustainably and brackish water use and recycling. And another recent project, MedWet, is improving Mediterranean irrigation and water supply for smallholder farmers by providing efficient, low-cost and nature-based technologies and practices. So these are a few indeed, but several other projects, even from the Sino Malta Fund, as well as from other initiatives on the marine sector and the health sector, have also been awarded. So and very promising results promised.
Thank you, Antea, and also thank you, Glorianne, for participating and sharing about the Horizon Europe calls and the international funding programs within the research and innovation sector. You've been listening to Education and Beyond. Unfortunately, our time has run out for today, but this is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sports, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we discussed the Horizon Europe calls and the international funding programs within the research and innovation sector. Very interesting initiatives being organized by MCST. Thank you so much, Antea and Glorianne, once again for sharing your expertise. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website www.education.gov.mt in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Youth, Sport, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on MCST, our guests in today's podcast, and please visit the website MCST.gov.mt. mcst.gov.mt. Specifically on Horizon Europe, MCST can be reached on email on horizon.malta@gov.mt, and we invite you to subscribe to the Horizon Europe Malta official Facebook page, Horizon Europe Malta. Specifically on internationalization, MCST can be reached on email on international.mcst@gov.mt. And we invite you to subscribe also to Plumtree on Facebook and LinkedIn in order to stay updated with the latest research initiatives by MCST. MCST can also be contacted on 2360-2200. Thank you for tuning in. Education and Beyond was brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.